Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Try one of them.
Well, what is this?
That is what I like to call a taste sensation.
This is a Kinder Bueno White.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we should just say on the rider that we have, which I think is ridiculous that we even have one. All I ask for is bottles of water. Madam over here will ask for bottles of very bad red wine, beer.
Rioja.
Yeah, but you, which you stick in the fridge because you insist it's the thing to do.
I went to Spain, which we'll talk about recently.
We're not in Spain. We're in Shepherd's Bloody Bush.
Yeah, but you're meant to have Rioja chilled. Any Gene Divas listening, Rioja's meant to be
chilled. It's 11 degrees outside. We don't need a chilled Rioja.
Right, shut up.
And you also asked for Kinder Bueno, and for whatever reason, we've got white ones today.
They're just as good, if not better.
Well, I will be level with you. I think I've said before on the podcast, I'm not a big fan of a Kinder Bueno, but I've eaten so many on this tour, my taste buds have now adjusted, and actually they're quite nice.
You've had more Kinder Buenos than me on this tour.
Well, someone's got to eat them. We're paying for them.
Oh, well, we're being paid.
That's the point of a ride. You see, this is what they don't tell you. Riders, the artists, pay for.
Is that coming out of our...
Have you noticed that we haven't had any red wine recently?
No, why?
That's because I told our tour manager to stop buying it.
Oh, why?
Because no one was drinking it.
Yeah, but it's nice to have it there. It looks good. It's appeasing. Eat your bueno.
Appeasing me. So how are these different from a normal?
Can I have another piece? Mmm.
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 Mmm. Mm, that is quite nice.
Best chocolate bar none. It is the best king. It is the best chocolate bar none.
And the best chocolate bar none.
Bun. It's the number one chocolate bar in
right.
IOM.
What?
IOM.
IOM.
In my opinion.
IMO. I'm just spat coffee all over my jeans.
What did I say?
IOM.
I'm such a dick. Sorry, I've just spat coffee everywhere.
Oh,
sorry.
Nothing ever funnier than laughing at dyslexia.
IMO, in my opinion.
Right.
In opinion, my.
You've become a bit Yoda. Good. Right, well, I think we've... I think we can finish now.
Yeah, so...
Are you excited for our London... Is it... Shall we call it a residency?
Yeah, we're here for 3 nights, aren't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, so a residency. We've got a lot of special guests coming, haven't we? Are we allowed to say?
Probably not.
We do have a big
special... Not at this point.
We do have a big special guest coming on Sunday. But we can't say who it is, but basically William's both excited and very nervous by it, aren't you?
Yes. Until it happens, I won't believe it.
Okay.
Because who knows? Funny old business may not happen.
Do you think she'll bring her umbrella?
That's what on stage for her, if not.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so it's...
I'm sure she'll enjoy when I look at her as I fly over the heads of the audience and wave at her.
Don't give it away.
Sorry.
Don't give too much away. That doesn't happen, we ain't got a budget. But yeah, it's quite the weekend.
Jonathan's coming tonight.
Jonathan's coming tonight.
Now, you haven't met Jonathan yet, have you?
I feel like I know him now.
Yeah.
Are we having a drink afterwards?
I mean, it's Jonathan. We're having 12.
Oh, I said I'd be back for Gogglebox.
Gogglebox is on at 9.
Yeah.
We'll be doing the end of Act 1.
Yeah, I was going to record it. I'll leave it with me. It'll be right.
For those that don't know, Jonathan is my other podcast co-host.
Yeah. William does another podcast.
Which we might have mentioned.
Called?
Keeping Up Appearances, the luxury podcast.
Keeping Up Appearances, the luxury podcast. So Jonathan is also a radio presenter as well.
Yes.
And they do a podcast together, and we've plugged that so many times, haven't we?
We have. Anything you want to plug?
Actually, if any of you are free, maybe you could watch ITV on Wednesday night.
Oh, what are you doing?
8 o'clock, my new travel show with Beverly Callard.
With? Beverly?
Callard.
Callard, nice.
Yeah. So that's going to be on the telly.
For how many weeks?
5 weeks.
Five?
Yeah.
They got 5 weeks out of that?
They were meant to do four, they got five.
Gosh.
It's called Destination Wedding, and it's basically...
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
It's called Beverly and Jordan's Destination.
Beverly and Jordan's Destination Wedding. And it, I can't believe, like, if you said to me a year ago, me and Beverly would be doing a travel show for ITV, I'd never believe you. So we started off in Plymouth. We got the ferry over to Santander. The top of Spain, shut up.
And just next door to HSBC.
And we just travelled, we genuinely travelled from the top end of Spain right to the bottom end, like in a car.
And why don't they call it Beverly and Jordan from top to bottom?
No. I'm glad you find that funny.
I'm sorry.
So yeah, no, seriously, watch it on Wednesday night. It's on. Can I plug that?
Yes, of course you can. We'll cut it, but you can plug it.
I'm really nervous because we've been told, like, you know what it's like in TV? Everyone's like, it's great. And you never know until people watch it.
Yeah.
But we actually got told how many viewers we need to average per night for us.
Oh.
Yeah, for us.
Oh, God.
For it to be classed as successful.
And have you got a sponsor on it?
Is it going to have one
of those adverts at the start, you know, like Dolmio or whatever? You know, those puppets that used to sponsor this morning.
I don't know, actually. Yeah, I've not thought about that. Kinder Bueno, maybe.
Maybe. Mm. Kinder Bueno White. Is Buena Spanish?
Buena. It's German, isn't it? French.
Bueno.
Bueno.
Yeah, French. But Kinder is Swiss, I think, isn't it?
No, it's German. Because Kinder was made, don't quote me on this, I think Kinder chocolate came about during the war because they couldn't get hold of milk chocolate, so it's made with hazelnuts.
Mm.
I might have made that up. I think it's German. Should you do a Google?
Let's have a quick fact check.
You
know, otherwise, we're like populating fake news.
Kinder. Oh, no, that's Kinder.
Because Kinder means child, doesn't it, in some language? It's child chocolate.
Oh, it's Italian.
Oh. Well, they were involved in the war, so it's
still... Oh, no. Kinder chocolate is German for children or a brand of chocolate bars produced by Italian. Oh. Company Ferrero, created by Michael Ferrero. The Kinder name was originally developed in Alba, Italy. You were right. It was introduced first to the German-Italian markets that same year, 1968. Nope, to do it war. I've totally made that up. No, because... I'm thinking of Nutella. Wait there.
It's not to do with war.
Nutella is an Italian brand of manufactured by the Italian company Ferrero.
Right.
So Nutella's the same history.
Well, every day's a school day.
An Italian town known for... Yeah, ignore that. That was absolute bullshit. So I don't know where I got that from.
No.
I'm getting like my mum makes stuff up.
Yeah, just why let the truth get in the way?
Yeah.
What else have you been up to this week?
So, I've been rehearsing for Radio 1's Out Live.
Out Live. So out. Good they named it twice. It's like
out,
New York.
Out Live. Yeah.
Yeah, Out. Out.
Live. So that's a big...
Out Live Live.
A big concert. A big concert that's happening. I'm doing Radio 1 Out Live on the Saturday show.
And at then, Wembley.
At Wembley.
In front of...
10,000 people.
Coming to?
I'm getting a bike from Wembley.
Yes.
I'm getting on a motorbike.
Yeah.
From Wembley.
Not a Boris bike.
To Bush Hall, which is...
For 300.
No.
I mean, quite an intimate...
Yeah, don't say it like that.
Intimate gig.
Yeah.
Have I told you I'd quite like to do like some sort of very intimate gig at Edinburgh? We could call it Help I Sexed My Boss Live and Intimate.
Mm. Yeah.
Strip back and intimate.
I do feel a bit like Britney Spears at the moment in the early 2000s.
Right.
You know, when she was just wheeled on stage and made to perform and then...
So you...
No, I tell you what I feel like. Mm. thing he was given. I'm joking. I'm just.
Over the course of this tour, you have compared yourself to Diana, Princess of Wales.
Princess Diana.
Diana, Princess of Wales. She was never Princess Diana.
Actually, I ran past Princess Diana car park the other day. in Hyde Park.
Princess Diana car park?
It's not called Diana, Princess of Wales car park. It's called Princess Diana car park.
Well, it's a car park.
Yeah.
It's Diana, Princess of Wales.
Princess Diana park car park. See what I mean? Ben, I need me uppers. Give me uppers. Ben gives me uppers and he gives me downers. He doesn't. We don't advocate drugs.
I'm a bit annoyed that you're actually taking Royal Protocol advice from an NCP rather than me.
An NCP car park?
Yes. It's Diana, Princess of Wales.
Anyway, and I think I was only joking. I don't really feel like I'm Britney or Diana. So we're pretty busy at the moment, but look, we are enjoying it. Absolutely loving it.
Not as much as the person in Brighton who apparently threw up during the middle of the show.
Yeah, I didn't know this. Somebody was sick during the show and left.
I had no idea.
Two people. What was it?
Two separate people. I don't think that was an artistic expression about what we were doing on stage, I would hope.
Was it drink or norovirus?
Norovirus?
Why you get sick? Why am I being such a dick today?
That's not the norovirus.
No, when you get on cruises and stuff,
right?
Where like
sick. A lot of cruising in Brighton.
Oh yeah, there was.
It's close to the sea.
William didn't get into La Forêt morning.
There was a place next to where we were performing called Man Zone, which was a hairdresser. Alas.
But Brighton was a good night. Who was it that was sick? Do we know?
Well, the two of the audience. I don't know who.
Were they there together?
No, I think they were sick separately.
I love it when people come piss because it makes the show better. Where did we get proper heckled where I said, one more and you're out, pal? Where was that, Ben? Because
Sheffield.
But the guy kept finishing the gags for us. And we were like, okay, it's funny at first. It was actually very funny. He got bigger laughs than both of us.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
He's going to be on tour next year with us.
Yeah, he will be, yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's been fun.
It has been fun. And we've got three in London, then we've got our Halloween special in Newcastle.
And I think we'll do one more episode in Newcastle and like summarise.
After the whole tour.
Yeah, and summarise how we think it's gone.
We'll reflect on our tour.
We will reflect on our tour.
We will look deep within ourselves.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Okay. What are we having for tea tonight?
Dinner.
What are we having? Can we get a Nando's, please, Ben? Because I don't feel... With a Nando's, you don't feel as bad. If we get another... We've literally had pizzas, like, after every show at 12 o'clock at night.
Not after every show.
Pretty much everyone. Oh, tell them about the hoo-ha in the hotel. You were red. William Hanson was livid.
I think I was the least livid. I was quite silent.
I didn't say all. I was too knackered.
We were sitting in a hotel in Nottingham, and when we checked in at 11 o'clock at night, or just before 11 o'clock, we said to the hotel receptionist, who for the sake of argument we'll call Dave, we said, Dave, are we allowed to order some pizzas here and eat them in the lovely lobby lounge? And he said, yeah, of course. There was no one in the lobby lounge. We ordered the pizzas. 11 o'clock hour came, and obviously Dave had finished his shift, and in came Kevin, the night manager. Again, another assumed name. And the pizzas arrive. And Kevin then at 11:15 goes, you can't eat them here.
Honestly, like, I respect that the people, this was his job, but it was an absolute job's worth. We weren't doing any harm, was we?
There was no one there.
He literally came up and said, and I quote, it's hotel policy that you're not allowed to eat food in the lobby. Now, you might be listening to this and thinking, fair play to Kevin, but at 11 o'clock at night when you're starving and you've been waiting for your food.
And when we also... Dave had told us that we could.
Could. Really annoyed us because there was no need for it.
And it was just his attitude. If he had said, look, I'm so sorry. Gosh, they look delicious. Would you mind awfully going in the room? Because there are so many ways that he could have dealt with
that. The fact that we'd start, we'd like, he could have said, look, lads, I'm really sorry you're not allowed it for such and such a reason. But they weren't. It was just because it was hotel
policy.
He was a proper Jobsworth.
And I bet you there isn't a hotel policy. We should have asked to see the policy.
Yeah, you said that. The next day we were walking to the train station. Bearing in mind, like, I'd let it go by then. William was still living. On the way to the train station, he went, we should have asked to see the hotel policy. I didn't sleep a bloody wink last night thinking about it.
You turned me into my father.
Wibbly wobbly wobbly wobbly. I sent your mum and dad a thank you card for sending my shacket, by the way.
Oh, that's very kind.
Oh, let's talk about how many things I've lost on this tour.
Jordan's lost his shacket. No sooner is he reunited with his shacket. Now you've lost your...
wash bag. I'm currently here with a massive beard because my electric razor's in my wash bag. Mm. So I can't shave, thinking it was going to be here today. And Stuart, we need an impression of Stuart. Stuart, our exec producer who owns the company that makes the podcast, went, I'm sorry, your wash bag isn't here.
That's Ben meeting Grimmy.
No, is it? Yeah. I'm sorry, I asked him, but they're going to send it next week. He's a bit Welsh. We need a new impression for Stuart. I'm sorry, I am. Your bush bag isn't here, it's not. I said when they got your coat, is that your jacket, your shacket? I said, whose coat is that shacket? And I said to him, I said, send that bloody shacket, but they didn't. They didn't send a bloody shacket. So I said to him, send his wash bag, and he didn't send his bloody wash bag. So now he's no wash bag, and he's got an unshaven face.
It's as if Stuart's in the room with us.
Oh, that's a new impression, Stuart. And I said to him, I rung him, Jordan. He's so important, Stuart, he's got an assistant. Anyway, I got my assistant onto it. I did. But my assistant couldn't even get it sent. So he's no wash bag. So, yeah.
Well, at least in London, because we both live in London, if you do leave anything at this venue, you can come back quite easily.
I also sent William and Mikey to look for my AirPods. You went back to the hotel room.
And Ben.
And whilst they were looking, I found them in my pocket.
So but then karma caught up with you, because that's when you bent over and ripped your suit.
Yeah, on the train. Yeah.
So.
But I sent William's mum and dad... thank you.
And I'm sure when they arrive...
I'd say sent it. It's on my table. I just need to post it.
Right, so you haven't.
Darling, thank you for your card. You are most welcome. I will send shackets, I will send jackets, I will send rackets.
Should we go and do a show?
Whatever you'll need, darling, I will send it. Brian! Jordan has sent us a card, darling, saying thank you for the shacket.
I can't read it, I'm drunk.
I can't read it, I'm drunk, darling. Come and read this for me, darling.
Yeah,
I'm really going to stop doing them because they are such lovely
darling,
people.
Darling, you've said that for a year.
Ah, fucking hell, what's he say? I can't read his writing. Is he dyslexic or something? Bloody Nora. What's this thing say? It's like reading a writing of a four-year-old. Ah, piss off, Brian. You always ruin everything.
I'm really grateful, Brian and Sarah, for your hard work. You're the best. You're the best parents William could have. IOM.
And on that note... I'll leave you to it.
Goodbye.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.